So here we are at the fourth Sunday of Advent, the waning days. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. So today we celebrate the candle of faithfulness. I'm going to be talking about that in just a minute in the message. So we're going to hear two passages today, and the first one is two little verses from Isaiah chapter 7. The prophet is speaking for God about God's promise to be faithful. And we're going to hear how God says a woman is going to conceive and bear this child. And what this passage means is that nothing is more faithful from God's hand than new life and birth, right? Always that is a sign of new life and new birth. And the passage reminds us that no matter what's going to happen, God will bring new birth. God will bring something new out of it. And the second passage is from Matthew chapter 1. It's the story of Jesus' birth according to Matthew. And I invite you to pay attention to the story of Joseph in this. So those are our scriptures for today.
The first scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 13 through 14 on page 636 in your pew Bible. Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of God for the people of God.
Our second scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. I'm sorry, I just lost my place. For he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what had been spoken to by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son and had named him Jesus. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Help us to be faithful, O God, to Christ by your Spirit. This is our Advent prayer. Amen. So, faithfulness. Faithfulness. What comes to mind when you hear that word? Faithfulness. I've been asking that question this week. And people say things like loyalty, devotion. And then I invite them to go a little bit deeper when they think of the word faithfulness, and they start to use words like offering oneself, being thoughtful, being deeply devoted, being self-giving. Here are some things I think about. I think about, when have I been challenged to be faithful? And I think about, how has God been faithful to me and to you? And I think about the great hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father." It goes on from there, right? I think about God's faithfulness when I hear that word. I think about how that beautiful moon that we had last night into this morning, it'll be there again in 4 weeks. Might not be quite as dramatic every time, but that full moon is a sure sign of God's faithfulness, isn't it? And some of you know that inadvertently and surprisingly, Art and I have been raising butterflies over the last couple of months. I'm going to preach about that after the first of the year. We've been raising butterflies, and some of them are in an enclosure inside our house because it's too cold outside. And this morning at 6:15, a monarch emerged from a chrysalis. We have had many emerge, but we have never been there that moment when it came out. And I looked up, and I said to Art, "Come over here. It's just about ready to come out." We saw it stick out a wing, and then there it was. Unless something happens to the chrysalis, which it can, the faithfulness of God is revealed in the caterpillar to the chrysalis to the butterfly. And I think about faithfulness and marriage. I think about how a marriage begins with a wedding and words of committing to faithfulness. And then I think about this marriage story that we just read and faithfulness. You know, back in Jesus' day, the marriage tradition was that usually marriages were arranged. Now, by Jesus' day, usually they didn't, in the Jewish tradition, they didn't compel a young woman to marry someone if it was against her will. They didn't by this time, although we know it still happens sometimes. But then the arrangement was made, people were betrothed for a year. And that was the first step in being married, and it was as committed as being married. And then the marriage ceremony took place, and their life together began. So when we hear this story about Mary and Joseph, they are already engaged. They are in this betrothal period. And we hear that Joseph finds out that Mary is having a baby. He's pretty sure it's not his. And we're told that Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, he plans to dismiss her quietly. But then an angel of the Lord comes to him in a dream and says, "Joseph, there's this amazing thing that's going on, and we need you to be part of this. We need to ask you if you're willing to take Mary for your wife and raise this child as your own." And when Joseph wakes up, he says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do. In fact, the scripture is very clear. It says, when Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He followed through with what the angel had asked of him. Imagine that. What if Joseph had said no? Here are some key things about Joseph's faithfulness. He had a kind of cultivated goodness about him. Something in his upbringing, in his learning, prepared him to be a faithful Jew. He was already resolved when we get to this story, when he finds out that Mary's pregnant, he's already resolved to not make a public disgrace of her. He is a good and a righteous man. He is thoughtful. He listens to the dream that God gives to him. He listens to God's directions. He gave of himself so that another person could have life, Mary and Jesus. And then he even named the child Jesus according to the direction of the angel. He listened to God. And perhaps more important than anything, Joseph was willing to change direction in order to be faithful. He realized that he and Mary were in this together. It was not just about him. And he resolved to be faithful and change the course of his life in order to be faithful to her and faithful to God. You know, when I think about faithfulness, I believe that God is always faithful to us. And it may not always look like what we expect. It didn't for Joseph. God stays with us. God gives to us. God gives us opportunities. God opens doors. Let's think for a minute about what a lack of faithfulness does. We humans struggle with being completely faithful, with being loyal and devoted and self-giving. I'm talking here about an intentional lack of faithfulness in marriage and in friendships with the church, a self-centeredness that harms others and ourselves. And there are times in life, we know this, when marriages and friendships and relationships, we need to give up on them and go on. And sometimes that's a hard decision. When somebody demands too much or there's destructive things in a relationship, we leave that for faithfulness to God and to life. But much of the time we are called and challenged to true faithfulness to ourselves, to one another, to God, in our marriages and our friendships. And it becomes less about us and more about giving of ourselves to the other like God does with us. And here's a story that is close to my heart. Some of you know that I am the oldest of five children. Two of my brothers live in the Phoenix area, and my sister and another brother live in another part of the country. I'm the oldest, and my next youngest brother, Larry, who's 3 years younger than me, just about a year and a half ago, had a catastrophic stroke. He had a right frontal lobe bleed that, for most people, they don't survive. He had excellent medical care, and so he did survive. And for the last year and a half, he has been working to get better. He and my sister-in-law don't have biological children. They have lots of nieces and nephews. They have we siblings. They have a wide circle of friends. They have a home in Gilbert and then in Keystone, Colorado, because they have always loved to ski. Skiing is their passion. All through the winter, they go skiing. All through the winter, they love to ski, and Larry was a very, very good skier, an accomplished skier. And last year, of course, he couldn't ski. And this year, his wife, my sister-in-law, Marty, was determined that if Larry wanted to ski, he was going to get to ski. And this past Monday, they went on Sunday to Keystone, and on Monday, she got him adaptive ski lessons. And on Monday and Tuesday, Larry went skiing. There he goes. He always wore a helmet with moose ears. That's what he has on his head. So there, my brother went skiing. It was only possible because of the unending, undying faithfulness of my sister-in-law, who advocated for him everywhere along the way, who got the best treatment for him, who encouraged him, who built him up, even when it became exceedingly difficult. I don't even have the words. But also, he has done well because of the faithfulness of this church community and many other people in surrounding them with the faithful love of God. It was not only my sister-in-law's faithfulness that got him to this point, to be able to walk and talk and ski. It was the faithfulness of the body of Christ living out the call and command of God that he is able to do things that are leading to life. You know, we practice at home so we can live faithfully in the world. And the biggest thing sometimes is we need to be willing to change direction. That's what my sister-in-law and my brother had to do. They had to change direction with their lives. I think about what God asks of us. And I think about a church that was in my district when I was a superintendent, a district superintendent, before I came here 9 years ago. There was a little church. It had been big, but like an inner city story in Phoenix. The church was now small, and the people had been faithful to the church for many, many, many years, and now there were about 11 of them left. 11 old people left in this church, and a Korean congregation wanting to move into the building. And one day, I met with these 11 faithful ones, and the oldest of them, 98 years old, she said, "I've been at this church for 70 years. We've raised our children here. We've buried and married people here." And she says, "Now it is time to change direction and let the next generation, the next group of people, use our building and be faithful to God in this place." And that's the choice they made, to give of themselves and their important symbols, their crosses and their pulpit and the whole business, to give it all to the Korean congregation so that they could begin new life in that place. You see, finally, we are faithful to others because God has been faithful to us. Our lives become a thanksgiving for what God has done. God promised a Savior, one to come and be with us, and one did come and does come and comes and stays with us and strengthens us and fills us with life every single day. And that's what Joseph did. He stayed with Mary and Jesus, giving of himself, being willing to change direction in order to follow God, because God had done great things for him. And this is our prayer. As this time of Advent draws to a close, O God, the one who is faithful, rest with us. As this time of Advent draws to a close, Christ, who is faithful, rest in us. As this time of Advent fades away, Holy Spirit, the one who is faithful, never leave us. As it was in the beginning, as it awaits us at the manger, as it is promised on Christmas Day, may your faithful love, O God, be ours now and always. Let it be so. Amen.